You ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Ready. Right.
Ready.
Ready?
Yeah. Do you like The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why I'm whispering.
I don't know. It's not a library.
Yeah, I know.
We can be as loud as we want.
I know.
We're about the only ones in the building.
Well, shoot. I kind of forgot what to do now.
Do you like Walking Dead?
Oh, I like Walking Dead.
Are you looking forward to Walking Dead coming up?
I am. Season 9.
Do you like comic books?
I like comic
books. Do you like comic books that are made into TV series?
Super love them.
Do you like comic books that are made into TV series with zombies in it?
Zombies.
Then you're in the right place. This is Talk Nerdy to Me. I am Troy Stegner.
Ray Jackson.
And
we start?
Do we start?
We start now?
Yeah, now.
With me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef?
So I was like, oh, topic of discussion, Walking Dead Season 9.
Really?
Oh, man. Already on the 9th season?
Yeah. Well, I mean, dang. The comic book is near 200. I think it's 100, or issue 160, 170, something like that.
That was
over 10 years.
You drew the question right out of me. I was going to have to ask you if you knew how many issues are out there with Walking
Not exactly,
Dead?
But I know it's 160, 170 time frame for those. Wow. Been around for over 10 years.
That's crazy.
It was a comic book for years before it was picked up as a TV series.
Mm-hmm.
The TV series, if you think you're going to read the comic book and find out what happens in the TV series, no.
Yeah, it's been different.
They diverge a little, but I'm glad they did, so you don't get those comic book snobs coming in, you know, oh, well, I don't have to watch it because I know that this is what happens. Then you have to punch them in the face for spoiling it for you.
I think one of the biggest things was, in the comic book, Rick loses his left hand or his right hand? I know he loses one of his hands.
One of his arms, yeah, it's him that loses his hand.
And I think I remember reading something that they didn't do that in the series, in the TV series, because it would cost too much to take it out, CGI.
Yeah, they were talking about, that was their excuse.
Yeah.
Even though they spent a ton of money for zombie makeup.
Oh, man.
But we can't afford a hook hand. Yeah. No, can't do that.
I think it's worked well.
Yeah. Merle had a hook hand.
Yeah.
But Merle, that's another one. He didn't exist in the comics.
Yeah.
Him and Daryl did not exist.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And in the comics, Carol died a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was whacked out.
Oh, wow.
Did death by zombie. She just walked out into the middle of them. And,
do you have a favorite character from Walking Dead? Anyone that, like, from the TV series?
Villain or good guy?
I'll ask you good guy first.
I love watching Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
Just for his irregular speech pattern with the big words. And you know he's going to do whatever he needs to do to preserve himself.
You know you just like that mullet.
The mullet's pretty sweet, too.
The business in the front, party in the back.
Supposedly he's getting a new hairdo for season 9.
Oh, wow. I remember it's just the way he speaks and just how he kind of like, I think it might have been like season 7 where he like, oh, we're going to go, let's go to Washington. And like, there's like nothing there.
I'm the one who has the information on how to end this.
Yeah.
You have to get me to Washington safely.
Oh, that's just crazy.
Abraham was guarding him the whole way up there.
Yeah. What about villainy?
Oh, I know there's so many, from the comic book or the TV? Because there's some in the comic book that haven't been put on the show yet.
We'll go show first since we got him out so far. Is he going to lean toward Nigel or?
You mean Negan?
Negan.
Negan, I think, is the one everybody's going to go to.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you consider the dude a villain or not, but when they early in the series. When they went to Atlanta to the World Health Organization or whatever,
right?
That doctor who was going to blow them all up, I kind of liked him. He was such a tragic character. You know, his wife was patient zero. And
right.
He knew all about it, and he knew these guys were trying to survive, yet he was just going to lock them all there and blow them up anyway.
Just that one part where he whispers in what's-his-name's ear towards the end before it happens. I was like, what did he say?
Yeah. Well, I think that's when he told him that
everybody has it. Yeah. That if you die,
that was the big revelation. Everybody's like, oh.
Yeah, I remember that. What? I like Michonne. I don't know if that's too cliche, but
no.
I her badass lady with a badass katana.
She had one of the most iconic entrances into the comic with two zombies on chains.
Yeah. That's so cool. They kept that from the comic and they kept it in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just something you couldn't leave out. I think it would have upset a lot of fans if it was left out.
Yeah, that was like one that kind of helped explain that whole, she was masking herself with the zombies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it just went full-fledged and everything. They covered themselves in zombie guts and stuff to get through the crowds.
Man, that was like, that part, when that happened, I was like, really? Aww. Is that really going to work? And it worked, I guess. Yeah. So just heads up, next time there's zombies, you want to walk by them, you got to cover yourself
in the zombie stuff. You just got to kill one, and yeah. Well, in the comic book, which season 9 is going to bring these guys in, the Whisperers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been reading the comic or not, but the Whisper Wars is huge. These dudes skin zombies like whole and wear them as a suit.
Oh, wow.
And they just walk among the hordes of zombies like they're one of them. And that's how they sneak around a lot of times, too, because, you know, they're walking with that zombie crowd. Nobody looks at them because they got that dead skin on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they sneak in. So, yeah, if you thought Negan and the Saviors were bad,
yeah,
dude, the Whisperers are even worse. They are bad news.
That's crazy, man. Oh, let's see.
The Whispers.
I can't believe they have this already a season. I'm still tripping out that it's going to be season nine already.
And there's going to be a big jump in time between season 8 and season 9. They're talking like a year and a half time.
Oh, wow.
From where season 8 ended to where season 9 is starting.
Uh-huh.
They're starting to, you know, everybody thinks, oh, I'll just go to the gas station. Well, gas does start to separate after a while and you won't be able to use it.
Mm-hmm.
They're running out of bullets. They're running out of a lot of this stuff, so they're having to revert back to, like, pioneer methods of stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to D.C., the Smithsonian, all those museums, and taking stuff like covered wagons and stuff so that they can use it.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you're going to see a lot less gunfire because bullets are in short demand. And, you know, a lot of the food, if it's not canned, which I'm sure a lot of canned food has been scavenged.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not canned, man, it doesn't last long. So they're going to have to do a lot more farming and hunting.
Right.
And I think season 9 is going to cover a lot of that.
That's good. It's going to, I mean, it's getting kind of scarce, and it's getting like times are changing. Times are changing in the Walking Dead era.
Times are changing. And they've been having a crossover with Fear of the Walking Dead, which was a spinoff.
Oh, that's right.
Of them. In fact, the guy who plays Morgan, was it Lenny James or Lonnie James?
He's the one that ended up crossing over to that series, yeah, right?
He was the connecting sinew between the two shows. And they said that they're probably going to have more crossovers in the future. So, right. I mean, that explains how he got, because Fear of the Walking Dead's like in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, the other ones, they started in Georgia, and now they're up around Alexandria, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other side of the country.
Right, yeah. You kind of wonder, like, how they're going to bring them together on that one. That
explains how Morgan got all the way over there to L.A. And Fear of the Walking Dead, the first season or two was okay. I kind of got tired of the whole shtick, so.
Yeah, I watched the first season of that one, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I honestly thought it'd be a lot different if something like that happened in L.A., so.
Yeah, I watched it mainly after the first one, just to see his son die. I'm going to watch his series till that little punk dies. What was it, Chris?
Yeah.
That little emo.
Wasn't he like a junkie or something like that?
Was the other son.
Oh, that was the other son. Sorry, yeah.
The son who was the little emo that, you know, and freaked out and eventually turned bad. And, well, he gets his comeuppance.
Yeah.
After I saw that episode, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't need to see anymore.
Awesome.
They're having a Walking Dead Day this year. For comics and stuff on October 13th, they're have a bunch of free stuff.
Oh, sweet!
They're giving away. Plus, they're gonna have special.
What day is that gonna be again?
October 13th. Yeah.
Head over to October 13th, local comic shop. Especially head over to Zia Comics.
Especially mine, yeah.
Especially Zia Comics.
So it's like the 15th anniversary. They have a bunch of special Walking Dead stuff that you could buy.
Sweet.
From your comic store, and there's gonna be some free giveaway stuff.
All right.
I mean, they're so big, they have their own day now. Walking Dead Day, so.
Wow, yeah, well, that's cool. And then, so season 9, Walking Dead, on AMC, scheduled release date October 7th.
Wow, that's coming up quick.
Yeah, it'll be here fast, so.
And we're losing two main characters off Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Which one are we missing? The guy, Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick.
Yeah.
He's leaving the series. And the one who plays Maggie, Laurie Cohen.
Yeah.
She's leaving the series.
Oh, wow.
She's going to start doing more movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just to the point where he's from England.
Right.
If you've ever heard him talk, he's a...
Yeah, it's pretty trippy when you hear him off, not in character, like talking off set or in interviews.
You know, 9 seasons, he hasn't seen his kids because, you know, going back and forth to England, he said he's ready to he wants to raise his kids.
That's cool.
But that doesn't mean they won't pull him back in for an episode every now and then, flashback or something.
I'm pretty sure they do that, or depending, hopefully if they don't kill him off, they can just bring him back somehow later or keep his character.
Yeah, something. Yeah, it hasn't been revealed yet how they're going to get those two guys off the show.
Yeah, just glad. This is glad Carl's gone.
Yeah. Carl, get back in the house, Carl.
Carl.
Yeah, well, Carl, well, I don't want to spoil season 8 for you, but yeah, Carl dies.
Yeah. I know that. I knew that one. I actually watched that episode, those set episodes, because I don't like
Carl. You don't see him die, but it's pretty heavily hinted at with the gunshot when he's in the place by himself.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Well,
with that, let's end it up. Don't forget, October 7th, Season 9 Walking Dead premiere on AMC. Check your local listings. And then October 13th is Walking Dead Day at your local comic book shop. Make sure you visit Zia Comics. And with that, we'll go and end today's episode. I'm Ray Jackson.
I am Troy Signer.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
What game that you get on? Is it card or Eve?